My equipment happens to be a Toyota four-wheel drive truck loaded down with cut firewood for weight, which I take out this morning to survey the scene, buried in deep white powdery snow. The sun's out, making everything sparkle, but it's still way below zero and not much traffic yet. One guy's crawling along center in his truck with a grin on his face.
All right, I'm Adam Cogbill, 21 years old. Drive a four-wheel drive 2005 Toyota Tacoma, a real hoss machine driving around in this madness. I work at the Outdoor Center at the University of Arkansas, so I'm an advocate of the outdoors. I couldn't just not get out and play in this awesome weather. Just having a great time living it up.
How many people have you helped get unstuck?
I'm on my way to get somebody unstuck right now, actually.
You have front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive?
Front.
How's it working out?
Very well. Gotta know how to drive in it, yeah.
And have you gotten stuck anywhere?
Nope.
But this white Ford Ranger pickup ain't going nowhere.
Nope, that's not working. She's stuck.
That's because when the driver accelerates, only one rear wheel spins, providing no traction in 2 feet of snow. Ironically, this truck belongs to AutoZone. It's the delivery truck. It's an auto parts store on the corner of College Avenue and Lafayette in downtown Fayetteville. Kirsten Waldeck is part sales manager for AutoZone.
Yeah, that's our delivery trucks.
So talk about your delivery truck being stuck.
Well, my delivery truck is stuck because it's two-wheel drive. There's not enough weight in the back, and it's not designed to be driven on ice and snow.
It's actually got one wheel that engages, not two wheels in the rear. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Okay, so just...
Yes, it's a difference of locking and not locking differentials. If the differential is designed to lock, then you have two wheels that'll engage. If it's not, then you only have one.
And
one wheel grabbing the road and trying to push a large vehicle, just it doesn't do very much.
Do you think people, unless they purchase a four-wheel drive or a front-wheel drive, have any idea that they might only have one wheel drive on there?
No. I fully believe that people who think that they have rear-wheel drive, that both of those wheels are pushing their vehicle in a forward motion or a backwards motion, but they don't. It's just the one unless you have that locking differential. And the locking differential is a newer thing. I'm not quite sure which year they started coming out with it, but it's a new technology.
Well, and what kind of, you've been out and you're seeing stuck cars. What are the most chronic makes of cars that are stuck?
Chronic makes of cars that I've seen stuck have been two-wheel drive pickups, rear-wheel drive minivans. Don't drive your minivan. and there's been some front-wheel drive little Toyotas and Hondas and so forth, and they're underpowered, they're too light, they're not designed for this either.
And business is good this winter.
Business has been good, minus the not being able to get in with the 2.5 feet of snow.
Nope, that's not working.
So for now, if you don't have front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive or that new locking two-wheel drive differential, stay home or walk. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.